And I now have a vision of loveliness set in front of me, who is, well, basically, you've joined the Vectis Radio ranks because you're part of the big competition that we're running for Mother's Day. Good morning, by the way.
Hi.
How
there.
Are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good. Island flowers, Isle of White flowers.
Isle of White flowers. Yes.
From Freshwater.
From Freshwater, that's where our shop is, yes, that's it.
And you are, there's a lovely story behind behind the whole thing, because you are born and bred Islanders, went away, came back, set up the business.
Yeah, that's right, we're a family business, which is really nice. So Isle of Wight Flowers is run by myself, Emma Blake, and my sister, Charlotte King. And yeah, born and bred Isle of Wight girls, local girls. And yeah, so we grew up here, went to school here. And then, so my sister went off to Horticultural College at 16, quite young actually, to leave the island, to go away to college. And she went on to have a successful floristry career in America and the Middle East. And then she's come back to the island and got kids here, kids in school. And myself as well, I left 18 to go to university. I trained as an accountant.
Wow.
And had a financial career in the city in London, all that good stuff. And then together, we've both come back to the island, and we have Isle of Wight Flowers now. And actually, it's a really good combination. As a family business, we've got the floristry skills and the commercial skills. So although we're sisters, we're also quite a good team.
Brilliant.
Which is really nice, yeah.
It's a lovely story. It's a wonderful story, actually, because I'm guessing that your sister has the horticultural skills, which probably rub off on you.
Yeah.
And you've got the accountancy side, so you're looking after the business side of things.
That's exactly it. It's quite a good division of labour, if you like, actually. Yeah. We've got both got the skills that make the whole business work. And so, yeah, it's a really good combination.
So how long have... when did you set up?
So we launched in September last year, so it's really new still. We actually took over from an existing florist that was already in Freshwater. So there's been a long-established floristry business in West Wight. But obviously we've grown it, we've got the funding and the backing to make it a larger business. So we've done that, we've expanded it, and we now cover the whole of the island, hence Isle of Wight Flowers.
Yeah.
So we deliver island-wide 6 days a week, which is great. And you know what, it's been really well received, because I think people love the fact that we're local girls, that, you know, we've got this business in a community that we know and love.
Yeah.
And a lot of our customers are people we went to school with, which is really nice, actually.
Wow.
You know,
so. Do you know what it is? The more you hear it, the more it is a lovely, incredible story. And
yeah,
two sisters set up a business after going away, coming back. I just think that's really lovely. Mm. So whereabouts can we find you in Freshwater?
Yeah, so we're on Avenue Road in Freshwater, which is the main sort of high street area. And we're also online. So it's www.isleofwhiteflowers.co.uk.
Right.
And you can order online, you can come into our shop, or you can call us as well. And yeah, it's great. We sell all sorts of things, actually. Not just flowers, but we've got quite a lot of the horticultural side, so plants as well and gifts.
And obviously Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, most of us struggle with, what are we going to buy our mums? You're on a winner with flowers every time, aren't you?
Absolutely. It's such a popular choice.
What sells most for mums?
Do you know, that's a great question. So we have these beautiful basket arrangements, which very traditional basket of beautiful pinks and cream flowers. It's very popular. And we also do these gift sets where you have like a potted plant, say a beautiful mini rose plant or something like that, with champagne and chocolates. People love to make a splash when it comes to their mums. They really do, and it's great to see, and just being able to give people, or give the mothers, that special moment when you deliver to the door and the mother receives the flowers, and you know that their son or their daughter's on the mainland and can't be with them that day. You know that you've been part of helping create that moment for them. It's really nice.
And for those people that are sort of living up country or around the world, I'm guessing they can phone you.
They can.
Message you.
Absolutely.
And get flowers delivered locally.
Absolutely. So we are an interflora business as well. So we can send from the island to the mainland and all around the world, and vice versa. We can take orders from all around the world and deliver to the island. So.
How brilliant is that? So, have you got many, many wagons, you know, vans, people working for you?
We've got, so we're quite a big team. We've got three delivery drivers, which means we really can deliver all over the island. So, every day we go across to Benbridge, Ryde, Sandown, Shanklin, Freshwater, Cowes. So, we cover everywhere. Nowhere's too far. And we deliver everywhere, which is really great. Literally, down the bumpiest tracks to marinas to castles.
Hey, our island roads are bumpy tracks moment.
They are. Our vans get a good hammering, I think, down those tracks. But it's great because, you know, I've lived here, 36 years, and I still find places on the island that I didn't know exist, which I think is really fun, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we've got this beautiful island that we don't explore enough. But what about the flowers? Who decides what to get in? What's selling the most?
So my sister's in charge of all the buying in of the flowers. We have great relationships with our suppliers in Holland, and we look really seasonal. We really look at the seasons for inspiration. So at the moment, obviously, we've got all the spring bulbs coming in, which are beautiful. Lots of yellows, yellow lilies, yellow gerberas, and beautiful scented freesias as well. For people who like the scent as well as the look, the impact, there's some great combinations. So.
Brilliant. I envisage all this this mass of colour.
Oh, it's lovely. And you know, it's so lovely to work in that floristry environment because you have that colour, and everybody's always really pleased to see you when you're delivering flowers. It's a nice job to have.
Can you give us any tips on how to, once you've bought your flowers, once you've got the flowers from you, how do you make them go that little bit extra? How do you make them last longer?
It's a great question. Many of our customers ask us that. Obviously, preparation, once you receive your flowers, if it's a hand tie bouquet or something like that, it's just trimming the ends of the flowers and making sure they're in good clean water. And we provide specialist flower food to go with each of our hand ties, so people can actually get the most out of their flowers and get them lasting as long as possible. And of course, freshness from the places that you buy your flowers from. I mean, we really pride ourselves in having the freshest flowers that we can, so that you do get that extra life out of them.
Brilliant. Now, just give us the website details again.
Yeah, so it's www.isleofwhiteflowers.co.uk.
And you can phone as well.
And you can phone, and it's 01983 756 333.
And you can just say, for instance, the other side of the world. We've got probably about 15% of our listeners are listening the other side of the world. Yeah. If you've got someone on the Isle of Wight that you want to send flowers to, all you've got to do is log on to the website. You can make a payment via the website.
That's it, absolutely.
It's as simple as that. And just say, for instance, if I phoned up today and said, look, I'm going to send my wife some flowers, how quick could it happen? You know, if I phoned
same
up
day
today,
delivery.
Same day delivery.
We are pretty fast. We like to pride ourselves in being able to turn flower orders around within 2 to 3 hours if need be on the same day.
So if you're at home now and you're listening, mm-hmm. and you've upset your other half, your mum, then you know this is a way out for you, and it could be delivered later today. So
absolutely.
There you go. It's as simple as that. It's a real pleasure to talk to you. It's wonderful to hear that you know, local people are setting up businesses and they're doing really, really well. So you know, well done you.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in, and don't forget, people, it's the 15th of March is Mother's Day. And don't forget, you only get one mum. Thanks for coming in.